Go out early for a cluster of planets. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. If we're lucky enough to get clear skies in the early morning before 7 a.m. Eastern, look to the south and you'll see three bright points of light. From left to right, it's Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter. Saturn, of course, is easily the most spectacular when viewed through a telescope. Any telescope will show you the planet's rings. If you have a small telescope, you may have to give your eyes a moment to adjust. But if you don't have a telescope, look at Jupiter with a pair of binoculars to see the four Galilean moons, Ganymede, Callisto, Io, and Europa. You'll see them flanking the giant planet on either side. They'll look like little stars lined up. They're called the Galilean moons because Galileo discovered them when he first looked at Jupiter through what would now be considered a pretty rudimentary telescope. That explains why most modern binoculars will show you the same thing. If you miss it this weekend, that's okay, but if skies are clear on Tuesday morning, you won't want to miss the show. That's when Saturn and Mars will be right next to each other, what's often called a conjunction, but more technically, this event is called an appulse. And a pulse is a looser term for two celestial objects that appear near each other in the sky. The term usually applies to objects that appear to move across the sky like the moon and planets, whereas stars don't move much at all during a human lifetime. A conjunction means the two objects share the same east-west coordinates, what astronomers call the right ascension. Anyway, it's easy to get into the weeds with those terms. Just know that on Tuesday morning, Saturn will be right on top of Mars, with Jupiter a little further to the right in the early morning southern sky. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy sky watching.